Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
Broadcasting live from Radio Row in San Francisco. This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Of course, it re-airs every weekday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, you are listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. We are coming at you live from Radio Row in San Francisco, California. I would love to tell you it's the site of Super Bowl 60 between the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots, but anybody that's here knows that we're about an hour away from the damn stadium, about an hour away, okay? And with these hills in this city, it's a fabulous-looking city. It's undeniable, but my Lord, I can tell you, these hills, it's kind of scary out here. I'm looking to my left. I see Mad Dog Russo. He is yawning. Why are you yawning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Mad Dog Russo is right next to me. He's coming on at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this man is yawning. Put on the headset for a second here. I'm going to get into the Super Bowl in a second. I'm going to get into the awards from last night.
I was glad Stafford won.
Forget Stafford for a second. Why are you yawning?
I shouldn't. I went to bed at 9:30 and I got up at 6 o'clock.
That's a full 7-8 hours sleep.
I should be raring to go. I will. We got a couple of guys we're going to tape here, so I should be in pretty good shape.
I see you're dressed for radio today.
Yeah,
I mean, you got on your jeans. T-shirt. You got on your cheap sneakers.
I was going to wear my... Northern Arizona right. Sweatshirt, but I didn't do that today. And they won last night.
What's up with the hairdo? I mean, just what is this? Are you going to shave before the show?
No.
Are you going to cut your hair? You going to do something?
I like the tie.
Come on,
you
man.
Look sharp.
Come on, now. Of course.
What time did you get to the set today?
I got to the set around 6:30.
Was it cold?
It was a little brisk, but it got warmer once the sun came
out. And Emmett was there. I saw Emmett.
That's right.
He was very good.
He was fantastic. Do you know I forgot that Emmett Smith, running back, league MVP, 1993, won four awards, only running back to win all four awards in the same year. League MVP. Super Bowl championship.
Right.
Super Bowl MVP. And the rushing title.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I like all four awards
in the same season. Wow, I was not aware of that.
That is unbelievable.
I didn't know that.
That's
very impressive.
That's right.
And I was glad Stafford won. He says he's going to come back. I'm assuming Roger Craig. That was good. I had a kid up there. Who won the Walter Payton Award? I didn't see that.
You know, I didn't look. I got to look at it right here. I got my notes. I didn't even see that right now. Yeah. But anyway, we'll get to that later.
Bobby Wagner. So how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
What do you like in the game?
Seattle.
What's the score?
Why are you?
Is it 31-20?
Excuse me. Why are you grilling me with questions on my own show? This is my time. Now, I'm supposed to be asking you the questions.
I'm supposed to be asking you the questions. Is it 31-20? Did you pick 31-20?
I'm going to go with the 31-20. What about you?
Well, it's five points, and I can't root for the favorite, I'll bet the Patriots.
So the gambling degenerate has shown up
again. I will bet the Patriots.
The gambling degenerate. How much money have you lost this year?
I've had a bad year.
No. Listen, don't give me...
Overall, my life?
No.
This year.
How much money have you lost? I want specifics. Give it to me. Stop denying. You're stalling. You know good and
dead. I'd say about 100.
100,000? You lost $100,000.
Maybe a little less.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I know you're lying.
No, I swear.
I know it's
That's
more.
That's what it is.
I know it's
you think
more
it's more?
That.
No, no,
absolutely.
It's not that.
Absolutely.
I win some of the time. I don't lose every week.
You don't have to lose every week. Because you're such a degenerate, you gamble so much, there's no way with as much as you've lost lost $100,000.
About 100.
It's got to be more.
No, that's it. I would tell you the
Let
truth.
Let me ask you this question. I don't know if anybody ever asked you this question. You know who the queen is.
She doesn't know that. Now she does.
Mrs. Mad Dog.
Now she's going to know.
The queen, great genie. Let me ask you this. Does she know?
Yes.
Number one, how often you gamble?
Yes.
Does she know how much?
I haven't done anything. Yes. Oh, she knows the price.
She does.
She may not know the amount, which I just told her now, thanks to you.
Okay.
But, I think it's around. It's about, and Fat Rob. Now, what we do is... Fat Rob, he only bets a little on each game.
Mm.
I pick, so we put it in one big pile,
right.
And he never pays me.
Right.
He's a cheapskate.
Why should he pay you?
And so when he goes to Vegas, I always pay for his flight on Allegiant from Rapid City to Vegas.
Isn't he the reason you win some of the times? All right, then. Should get a flight on a plane. He should get a flight.
He has to go Allegiant. There's no nonstops from Rapid to Vegas, and Allegiant does it three times a week. So I stick him on Allegiant to go to Vegas.
While you get the jet. While you take the jet.
Jet's in operation tonight.
You taking the jet tonight?
I am. A Gulfstream. No, plane.
But let me ask you this. So you're going home. You're going home, right?
Yeah, tonight. After the show.
Why? Because you complain about your family getting in the way of your football fun. Why would you go home now and watch the Super Bowl
when you can stay? Because Mrs. Russo is by herself. No kids around. That doesn't usually stop me in the past, but it's going to stop me this time.
This is touching my heart. And did I just hear Mad Dog Russo admit on the airwaves that you are going home because Mrs. Mad Dog is alone and you don't want to? That is so thoughtful.
In a snowstorm, 40-degree weather.
That is so thoughtful.
So that's
I didn't know, because you got to remember, you're the guy that goes on national television and insults your wife, your mother, your mother-in-law.
And that's another thing.
You don't hold anything back.
And my mother I haven't seen in 2 weeks, so I should basically see her.
And how far is your mother away from your house?
About a mile.
You've gone 2 weeks without seeing
Well, I've been away. I was in Florida. What am I supposed to do? I was in Florida, then I came here.
You have been gone for 2 weeks.
Yes, two weeks.
How has that been for you? You're not usually going that long.
No, but Ginny came with me down in Florida, as you know.
So you were good.
Thanks to the invite in Miami.
You know, I told you, for the purposes of that, it's called an undisclosed tropical location.
Oh, what do you
think? That's what it is.
It's not Turks and Caicos.
You know what? I would say yes. You need to come through. You'll see. It might be Turks and Caicos.
You like Seattle 31-20.
31-20. I just think that when we look at the Seattle Seahawks, they're the most complete team. I think that New England's defense is good, but Seattle's defense is better. Offensively, Seattle's offense is better.
I agree.
And I think that the receiver, Njigba, I think he's better than Diggs.
I agree.
Or he's better than Booty.
Kicker's better.
The kicker's better. I just think that when you look at the Seattle Seahawks, they're the more well-rounded team.
I agree with that.
And they could lose the game, but I don't think there's any reason for them to lose the game.
I agree with you 100%. Everything you said, we talked about the other day. Donald is going to have to make a mistake or two for the Patriots to have a chance to win the game. And he's been so good, he may not.
Yes.
And I'm amazed all the amount of people who want Donald to win. And I saw him on with you today. He was great with me, Bo Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, is he great?
He was good.
Oh, God, he was very good with me.
He was
very good.
You know who I've got coming up in hour number two?
Who's that?
Prime Time.
Oh, I know that.
Prime Time.
Here, right?
Yes. He'll be right here.
Oh, you love him. He's your buddy.
That's my brother right
there. Oh, you love him.
That's my brother.
You got Shador you could talk about.
But I love Emmett, too. I love what Emmett brings to the table. And listen, to listen to him talk football this morning and to talk about what it takes to be a champion and talk about what your mindset is supposed to be. If anybody would know, it would be him.
Absolutely right. He's won all these Super Bowls, as you mentioned. He was the holdout there that 1 year. They finally brought him back, and they won again.
That's right.
He's a tremendous – he's a perfect blend-in back. He doesn't have to dominate the ball.
Right.
You give him the ball when you want to give him the ball. And Bo was very good. He was good with you, too.
Yeah.
I saw him.
And you know how you'll find yourself complaining about these guys, their contracts and everything like that. When I think about Emmitt Smith knows this. The memory that I hold on to most is when they won the first Super Bowl that you just brought up. And then they were going for the second one, and he was a holdout. Missed the first two games. After he missed, after they went 0-2,
right.
Jimmy Johnson just threw up his hands at the press conference, post-game conference, just threw up his hands like y'all know what we need. He didn't even say anything. He just walked off. And I'll never forget as long as I live, Emmitt Smith had signed a $13 million contract, which was major, major dough contractually at that time.
It was $13
million? It was $13 million. And I'd never seen anybody just agreeing to a contract extension looking that pissed off. He was sitting next to Jerry Jones, and
I'd have to go back and look at that.
And he was livid because his whole thing was, "Why me? I'm the Russian king.
Made me the example.
You made me the example. Why would you do? We just won, for crying out loud."
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm like, people don't talk about that enough to me. What Emmitt Smith means, what he stood for, how ticked off he was, and how he was like, This is what I bring to the table. I'm not the person.
Well, we've seen Jerry do this before. We've seen Jerry do this a lot.
Yeah, but not. But they ain't won a championship in 30 years.
Not to Emmitt Smith.
So this is Emmitt Smith. You wouldn't do that. You don't do that to an Emmitt Smith. You don't do that to a Michael Irvin. You don't do that to a Troy Aikman, and you don't do that to Primetime. I'm saying guys like that. You reserve that for guys that, you know, it's just shaky like that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and not only that, that year he was phenomenal because he had the great game against the Giants with the bad shoulder, and they won in overtime in year two. All right, I got a spot.
Go ahead.
I'll see you later.
Take care, then. All right. Look, all you got to do, you got to do is tell me.
I love
All right,
you.
Behave yourself.
I will.
And get your hair, comb your hair, and put on another shirt. Hold on. Somebody help him off that stage. We can't have him jumping. Don't do it. Mad Dog Russo right here with Stephen A. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. He is the namesake for the channel, after all. You know what I'm saying? That he could walk in just like he just walked in. He wasn't a guest. He wasn't some scheduled guest today. He just walked onto the set. Why? Because it's his damn channel. That's why he could do that. All the producers stood down. Very wise. Very wise. Smart thing to do. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, Led Lawman, Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma and Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices Collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. Going over the awards that took place last night, Matthew Stafford was my choice for league MVP. I know it was close. He won by 5 points. But to be honest with you, it was always a foregone conclusion to me that Matthew Stafford was going to beat Drake May for league MVP honors. When you look at the New England Patriots, think about what we were saying. New England Patriots, weakest schedule since 1999. Yes, they finished 14-3. We got that part. But you also look at Drake May, even though it's a regular season award, don't think for 1 second they didn't pay attention to what they've seen in the postseason, where they're averaging about 15 points and they're struggling the way that they do. But to me, it's not even all about that. Here's what it's about more than anything else, if I may say so. I think that when we look at Matthew Stafford, 37 years of age, walks into this season with a bad back. Balls out, throws 46 touchdowns, throws just 8 interceptions. Okay? Just 8 interceptions. Throws for 4,700 and 7 yards. I don't care what anybody says. That's a league MVP. He threw 15 more touchdowns than Drake May. Drake May he's big time with the deep ball. We get that. And Booty and Diggs and those brothers do their thing. And the defense definitely propelled you. But I think that when you also look at the Rams, if Matthew Stafford isn't playing ball the way that he played, you don't win. You could win with Drake May struggling, just like you could win with Sam Darnold struggling, because their defenses were so elite. That was not the case with the Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams defense stunk. Their special teams were highly suspect. And Matthew Stafford, yes, you got Puka Nacua. Yes, you got Devontae Adams. Yes, you got Kyren Williams. But it all starts and stops with Matthew Stafford. And when you take that into account and you consider the fact that the brother's 37 years of age and went out and played the way that he played, I don't think there's any question that he should have won league MVP. He barely won it, though. He received 366 votes with 24 first-place votes. May garnered 361 points and 23 first-place votes. So he had one more first-place vote than Drake May. He won by 5 points overall. That's how it happened. It was the closest race for league MVP since there were co-winners in 2003, when Tennessee Titans coach Steve McNair and Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning shared it. So we got to take that into consideration. That was 2003. This marked Stafford's 17th season. He became the oldest player in NFL history at the time of his first MVP. He also became the third oldest player to win the award behind Tom Brady, who won it in 2017, and Aaron Rodgers, who won it in 2021. So that's what we've got here. We got to look at that. Obviously, when we think about some other things, of course, Myles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year. Of course, Njigba, with 1,793 yards receiving, won Offensive Player of the Year. So we got to give credit where credit is due. Myles Garrett was the unanimous Defensive Player of the Year, leading the NFL with 23 sacks, second career Defensive Player of the Year award, also won it 2 years ago, or 3 years ago in 2023. All right, and I already told you about Njigba. And you've got Carson Schlesinger for the Browns, who won Defensive Rookie of the Year. So the Browns did something. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Tedaroya McMillan for the Panthers. Bryce Young was doing this thing, getting him the football. He's done a good job. Comeback Player of the Year, Christian McCaffrey for the San Francisco 49ers. Definitely deserved that. Missed 13 games due to injury last season. Led the NFL in touches. Ranked second in the NFL behind Bijan Robinson, who was a guest on yesterday's show here, with 2,126 yards from scrimmage and 17 total touchdowns, which ranked third. And, of course, the coach of the year was Mike Vrabel, head coach for the New England Patriots. Took them from 4-13 to 14-3 in his first year. A 10-win increase is tied for the largest by a team with a new head coach in league history. All of that stuff happened. All of it. So the other story, obviously, is the Hall of Fame class. Props to my man Drew Brees. Well-deserved. Drew Brees, the first ballot Hall of Famer. Larry Fitzgerald, first ballot Hall of Famer. Alongside Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri. Remember that kicker for the New England Patriots. And a senior nominee was Roger Craig. Emmitt Smith was on First Take today. And he brought up a very, very valid point. It's not to take anything away. We all know that Roger Craig was a stud. He could ball. 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving, multiple seasons. Brother was special. And San Francisco definitely needed him. But if it took you 30 years to get in, how do you suddenly deserve to go in ahead of an all-time great like Coach Bill Belichick? Or an all-time great owner like Robert Kraft? I mean, why don't you just have separate categories for the coaches and the owners? And make sure that the players is an entirely different category whatsoever. Why don't you just do that? I think these are things that we need to think about. I think these are things that we should take into consideration. That's just me talking. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. This 888-623-3646. Here's Matthew Stafford speaking after winning the league MVP award. Take it away, Sean.
Sean, a great friend of mine and the best damn leader of men I've ever been around. I am blessed to play for you and work with you, man. It is an unbelievable partnership and something I'm so proud to be a part of.
That was Matthew Stafford giving love to his head coach, Sean McVay. This is him talking about coming back to play next year. A lot of people talk about he's going to retire. Here's what he had to say about that.
And to my four beautiful daughters, who I'm lucky enough to be sharing the stage with. Give it up for them, huh? Chandler, Sawyer, Hunter, Tyler. I'm so happy to be able to teach the blessings and the lessons of this game to you guys, through you guys. You're unbelievable cheerleaders for me. I appreciate it. I am so happy to have you at the games on the sideline with me, and I can't wait for you to cheer me on next year when we're out there kicking ass. And so I'll see you guys next year. Hopefully I'm not at this event, and we're getting ready for another game in SoFi. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
First of all, it was beautiful to see him on stage with his four daughters. That was a beautiful scene. You know, humanizing football players, not that we should ever have to, because they are human beings, and a lot of really, really great guys in the NFL. But you know what? When you take into consideration the violence that comes along with the sport, how a play can end your career, you know, how your life is essentially in danger because of the violence that comes associated with the sport, to see a man with his family like that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's one thing. The other thing that we have to take into consideration that we can't ignore is, I mean, I'm not going to say that it would have been better than winning the Super Bowl, but if you're Sean McVay, I mean, you talk about a guy that outside of being in the Super Bowl is happier than a pig in mud. To be at the event last night, to see his quarterback win the MVP, and then to turn around and to find out at the event while the man is on stage that he's not retiring after all, that he's coming back to play for you again. I mean, if you're Sean McVay, I mean, that's just the jackpot right there. Your whole offseason is better now. No doubt about it. And you saw Kyren Williams step up and was cheering the way that he did, so you love that. But then on top of all of that, not only are you looking at that, but you're also turning around. If you're Devontae Adams, how are you feeling? If you're Puka Nacua, how are you feeling? I mean, think about that for a second. You know, if you're Higby and those boys, how are you feeling? If you're the defense, knowing that your offense is going to be prolific again because Matthew Stafford is behind center, how are you feeling about that? All of these things are a beautiful, beautiful thing for the Los Angeles Rams. Again, they ain't here at the Super Bowl. They ain't a participant in Super Bowl 60. And I know that hurts them. But let me tell you something. It could be worse. Matthew Stafford could have announced his retirement. He didn't do that. Instead, he let them know he's coming back. And where is the Super Bowl going to be next year? Right there in L.A. at SoFi Stadium, where Matthew Stafford stars most Sundays. Triple A Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute. Don't go away.